First off, overall impression of the day.
It was crazy. We hit the floor running before 7 o'clock this morning, and it is 10:15, and we're ready to go home.
One of the last voting centers did take a while to get in. What was the reason for such the long wait?
I haven't talked to the judge myself, but she just said that they were busy, and then there wasn't very many of them there to break down the polls and stuff. So between doing their paperwork and getting the polls broke down.
Were there any glitches this morning? We heard some rumors about some of the centers having trouble opening right at 7. What were some of the causes of that?
All of them were user error. So
okay.
Some of them just, one of the ones that Crescent County admin was the latest getting opened. The judge accidentally closed the polls instead of opening them. So we had to reprogram everything for that. But other than that, just a few minor things.
And then tonight, though, anything that, any major glitches? I was here all night and I didn't really notice anything besides just that one kind of late voting box.
Yes, ma'am. And you never know about those. It's just, you know, the people that work the poll and how comfortable they are to closing everything out. Mm-hmm. But no, everything closed out pretty smoothly tonight.
And we had some pretty tight races. College Station mayor race just by a couple hundred votes, mm-hmm. and some other ones. So overall, pretty smooth.
Pretty smooth.
Okay.
Busy day.
Yeah. Very busy day. And I know you're ready to get out of here. Any other thoughts just about the whole process? You're the first elections administrator. You know, how did you feel like the overall experience was?
It was okay. You know, I came into a great team, great staff. They do a phenomenal job at what they do, and they know their jobs very well. So they helped make me look good.
And then I know you said you don't have the exact number, but roundabout registered voters that we had in Brazos County.
Over 106,000.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.